So the topic of bullying came up again last week during our Good Morning Angels. I don't know if you heard this. The story of Linda Buerta and her kids. Linda from Springs, so she's been keeping it together for her and her five children against a lot of odds. Faith Guinness, iemand het vir ons geskryf oor 'n spesifieke kind, en dit is nou klein Reinhard.
Reinhard het woensdag laasweek die skool my gebel en gesê hy het 'n aanval gekry by die skool net uitgepaas, waar ons gedink het uitgepaas. Ek het hom gaan haal, maar maandag het hy gehuil, hy wil nie skool toe gaan nie. En ek het hom toe eers dinsdag gevat, is hy happy. Woensdag het hy skool toe gegaan, uitgepaas, ek het hom gaan haal. Donderdag het niks gebeur nie. Vrydag weer skool, toe ons by die huis kom. Toe begin sy neus uit die bloute uit te bloei. Daarna het hy weer 'n fit gekry. Saterdag weer 'n fit. Sondag 7 fits, toe besluit ek nee, dis nou klaar. Ek moet hom nou by die hospitaal uitkry. Ek het in my lewe nog nooit so iets gesien nie.
Shame. En hy is maar 10.
Ja, hy is 10 jaar oud. Hy het vir ons gesê, daar moet 'n CAT scan gedoen word. CAT scan is skoon, maar die hele tyd vra hy vir hulle. Hulle moet vir medikasie gee dat hy slaap. Hy wil nie huis toe gaan nie, En toe hy begin sê, hy wil nie huis toe gaan nie. Toe begin ons wonder wat gaan aan. En gister toe kom dit uit dat hy by die skool geboelie word elke dag as hy skool toe gaan. Rondgedruk en pluk en geskop en getackle en dit is 3 graad 7 seuns.
Shame man, and natuurlijk sy nerves, I mean imagine the anxiety. So basically yeah. These seizures, from what I understand, is that caused by stress and anxiety and fear?
Yeah, the doctor said this is like a nervous breakdown.
Jacarin FM's Good Morning Angels with Martin Bester.
It's just terrible how bullying affects these kids. Joining us in studio this morning, our special guest, Dr. Ilse Ruan. Dr. Ilse, goeiemôre.
Hi, good morning.
Just terrible to hear the story, hey? Have you ever heard of anything like this?
Yes, sadly more and more we're starting to see more psychosomatic symptoms coming up with the kids in terms of reactions to bullying, yes.
Which other signs are there?
There's mostly very similar to like depression and anxiety, like you mentioned, the stress things. They no longer participate in things they previously enjoyed. So you'd have a child who used to love soccer, for example, and suddenly doesn't want to go to soccer practice anymore. They sit in their rooms a lot. They don't want to eat. They even more on the PlayStation, if that's possible. Hang out more on the phones. They become very secretive and sneaky and just withdraw a lot.
But why won't they say? Why won't they tell?
The scenario of bullying is an exceptionally complex pattern of behavior. So it's very difficult to actually say anything or to stand up to it or be assertive. The whole system is very, very self-reinforcing. So it's hard for the child that's being targeted to actually confront the bully or even to confront the system to be able to bring about change.
Is there an increase in bullying?
Definitely. I've seen a lot more in private practice. I've also noticed that bullying seems to have changed quite a bit from what it was in, I think in our day, it was pretty much meet you after school, you know, behind the bike shed and we sort it out. Now we've got very different levels of bullying. It's more relational. It's more stuff that's happening, you know, in interactions with each other. The use of media. I mean, the kids are using Instagram to take each other out on another level. So it's very similar to what we had, but it's also very different. And I think our generation, the generation of parents, aren't quite aware what actually is happening differently. And it's actually even worse.
So it's not as physical necessarily only anymore.
No,
it's
not
very
necessarily.
Psychological.
More with the boys, you do see the physical, you know, roughing each other up. But that's also the whole idea, you know, South African mentality of masculinity and we must be strong and flatten this guy if he does anything wrong. But more and more, even with the boys, we see more relational stuff, more not inviting to parties, taking photos and making sure one person isn't tagged in the photo or is asked to move the photo, not even be present in the picture. Yeah, it's a lot more sneaky, more devious, and actually more harming because there are no bruises and scars for us to see.
And talk to me about these videos going around of the girls also getting physical. Is that on the rise?
I think the girls, we do have the physical bullying, but the girls do tend to prefer more relational and social bullying. So they take each other out, you know, more on a level where we can't really see it as much. It's not really that we often get the girls physically attacking one another. But when we do, then at least the school or whichever system has a lot to go on, because we've now got a video of it or we've got bruises or whatever. But when the principal gets told that my little darling got excluded from the party and not in the photos, suddenly it becomes a bit more tricky for anybody in an authority position to do anything about the problem.
Coming up, we'll definitely talk about the parents' role as well as the school's role in this. How do you prevent it? How do you solve it? Any other questions for the good doctor this morning, Dr. Ilse Roan, about bullying? I know it's a big thing. Enige vraag vir haar vanoggend. Jy's meer as welkom. Just drop us a voice note on 084-850-0942-083-0485-0942. That's our WhatsApp line. Please leave your voice note there. Any questions around bullying this morning? Ons gaan nou verder.
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester. You give me freedom. Martin's a fantastic guy. He's always coming up with good shows and good content. So full of energy. Absolutely love the guy. Breakfast with Martin Bester.